Welcome to another Carlin Lay Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.
Now, Sean, an amazing statistic for you. In the Division One baseball finals, Goodwood have come from fourth. They beat the third team 2-1, best of three. And then they beat the second team, Henley and Grange, won both games. And they're in the grand final against the top team, Sturt. Now, the amazing thing is they've got two pitchers who are 46 years old.
In the same team.
Obviously, they don't, one pitches this game, the other pitches the other game. And
again, 46.
46, they're only months apart. Yeah, both of them are 46. And Darren Fidge and John Chaloner. Now, in the semi-final against West Torrens, Goodwood won the first and third game, so they lost the second game. In the first game, Fidge came on as a reliever, pitched a couple of innings, and just happened to get the win. So he was a winning pitcher. He started the third game. He went about six innings, and Goodwood won that game. So he was a winning pitcher. So he was a winning pitcher in both their wins. Then on the Plumley final, Goodwood won the first game. And then the second game, John Chaloner, the other 46-year-old, he pitched the complete game, the whole nine innings, which is rare as it is, because you only get 105 pitches and you've got to change pitches. That's a new rule. He pitched 98 pitches for 75 strikes. He pitched the whole nine innings, gave up five hits, five strikeouts, but did not walk a batter.
75 strikes? Is that unusual? No. That seems like very good pitching.
It's a very good percentage, but he's good at that. Chunky, you know. Chaloner, he's a very experienced pitcher. He obviously doesn't have the speed he used to have, but he's a control pitcher. He didn't pitch more than two balls to any of the batters throughout the game until the very last batter of the game. He had three balls and no strikes on him. He came back with a strike, then a foul ball, and then the batter popped up, so he didn't give a walk. That's just a tremendous effort. And those two guys, Fidji and Chaloner, they both started in the early 90s. Fidji started 91, 92. So he's basically started playing baseball before all but maybe one player who was born in 91 for Sturt this week, the grand final opponent.
That's amazing, isn't it?
It is. It's just unbelievable.
That's the experience that they have is just going to, you think it's going to be a real asset to the team.
Well, it should be. It should be. I remember when Fidji came on, in the game against West Torrens as a reliever, in this particular innings, the first batter got a double. So what did Fidji do? He struck out the next three batters. I mean, that's unbelievable.
It is, isn't it? But you think it's interesting with age, and, I mean, what we're talking about now, I mean, these guys are – they're not the norm, are they? This is pretty unusual thing to happen, but – I think athletes, when they're older and they've got all that experience, they're more resilient. They're tougher. They've experienced more things. They've seen different things happen in front of them and with teams before. So, and I have this feeling, and people might disagree with me, but I really think older athletes are actually just stronger mentally and physically. They might not have the attributes of speed and flexibility and so on, but they actually know the games, they understand, and they can really focus. So you think, okay, get a few hits, but now I'm really going to dig in. There's no way you're going to get that again, and they can just go for it. Whereas I think sometimes younger players just don't have that resilience or that mental, physical toughness that some older players have.
And also a younger guy would be trying to sort of overpower a batter, so he would want to win that battle, and as a consequence, he'll lose some of those battles. Whereas an experienced pitcher will put the ball in spots and try to restrict that batter from hitting a home run, whereas a younger guy would just try to overpower him.
And that's experience, isn't it? Yeah. So, and some people, I mean, the reality for if we think of something like AFL, I mean, the average age is probably what, 25, 26, somewhere there. You'd think most sports, professional sports, are played at a pretty high level. The average age, I mean, people seem to get in their late 20s. They really sort of can be hitting their prime in that late 20s, early 30s. But it's unusual to have those people that go that, you know, if you do have someone like Shane Burgoyne, I know, is on your list. Now, he's just an enigma, isn't he?
Yep.
He seems to just almost getting better and better.
Yeah, he's 38.
At 38. And you think that he's at the end of the spectrum that doesn't pop up that often. But some people just have that. I use the term robust. You know, some people are just robust physically and mentally and seem to be able to cope with the rigors of all of the work, all of the training that goes into being an elite sports person. And other people just don't have that. And so, you know, they break down or they get injuries and so on, which impacts their longevity in the sport.
Well, Sean Borgone has also got that body shape that is probably more resilient as well, where, you know, he's an in-and-out type of player rather than crunching tackles.
Yeah, but it just amazes me, like the things that he is still capable of doing. I mean, and consistently. It's not like he just goes in there and a bit of a flash in the pan every now and then and keeps his spot. He consistently is doing amazing things.
You know, at the SNFL level, how old do you think the oldest player to ever play league football in South Australia was?
Okay, in South Australia, I'm going to say in the 40s.
Yep. Would you believe 48 years and 159 days?
Wow, so nearly 50. Now, I'm going to say this was a while ago. I don't know. I'm going to say it's a while ago.
Yeah, the 1936, and it was Sampson Hosking or Shine Hosking, who actually started with Port Adelaide in 1907. He played till 1921, then he came back and played in 1927, and then in 1936 when he was coaching Port, he played a game or two. So he's unbelievable to, you know, that's almost 20 seasons apart from the first to the last game. And in like 1910, he won the McGarry Medal. In 1915, he lost on the countback but got the medal retrospectively. So
that to me, like, and I hope this doesn't sound rude, but I'm going to say a long time ago when sport wasn't as professional and the expectation training load on people wasn't the same. You know, I imagine, you know, for a long time, it's only been more recent history where we're saying players are playing professionally, they don't have any other job, etc. But, you know, back in the day, people would have been working as per normal, gone to trainings a bit like amateur stuff now, and played on weekends. And so that, and the level was different, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But now, like you've got the best of the best. They train very hard. They train from a young age, you know, and so it's a different world in terms of competition.
Well, I may have mentioned this before, but it's worth talking about again. In 1923, a baseball team, Freemason Ramblers, won the A-grade premiership, and the starting pitcher was Roo Ewers, 56 years old. His son took over and actually was a winning pitcher, but Roo Ewers came up and got the hit that scored the winning run. 56 years old.
Just you get lucky every now and then, don't
you? A-grade baseball. I mean, that's just incredible. And, you know, in the Major League Baseball, the oldest player was Satchel Paige, who was 59 years, 350 days, and he actually pitched three innings of no-hit, no-run ball.
Wow. When was that? What year?
1966. So 1966. When they had the colour barrier in 1947 with Jackie Robinson, Satchel came on a little bit later and he was in and out of the game, but he had a rubber arm. He just kept going for years. He's arguably the best ever player that played in what they called the Negro Leagues.
Okay.
So let's look at a few other sports. What about, I noticed in auto racing, a guy called Herschel McGriff was 90 years old in 2018. Tell me a little bit about him. Do you know anything about him?
A little bit. He's a NASCAR driver, and when you like, he did drive a NASCAR in a sanctioned NASCAR race when he was 90 years old. But it was a bit more. It was a birthday gift. So I have seen the YouTube clip, and he's a pretty sprightly guy, and he did okay. But it was more a one-off type thing. He actually retired a fair while before that, but he was still driving like in his later years, but certainly nowhere near 90, but he did get a drive in a NASCAR at 90. But like this year, Fernando Alonso, who has been two times World Formula One champion.
He's a Spanish driver.
Spanish driver. Yeah. He's now, he left Formula One a few years back, but he's coming back this year to drive for Alpine, which was the Renault team. Now he's 39.
Wow.
And at the recent practice they had in Bahrain, like he was in the top five or six in terms of time. So, I mean, there's still guys in there, like, I mean, 39 driving a Formula One car, which is the pinnacle of car racing, is sort of one of those things, isn't it? 90, though, driving a race car is a bit different.
Now, I want to talk a little bit about Test cricket.
Yeah.
Now, most people would think of W.G. Grace because he was 50 years, 320 days old when he played his last test back in 1899.
Right.
Now, an Australian, Bert Ironmonger, was 50 years, 327 days old. That's 1 week older. He broke the record in 1928. But amazingly, that was broken 2 years after that in 1930 by Wilfred Rhodes, who was 52. Now,
where do I know that name from?
Well, do you remember we did that Wilfred, Sherlock Holmes story about the test?
Yes.
The 1902. Read, yeah. Yeah. And the guy who went missing was Wilfred Rhodes.
Ah, and so he was the oldest.
Yeah.
For real, the oldest test cricketer. Wow.
I mean, what are the chances? We 1 week we talk about
you might like your plan this.
I don't think so, but you know, it's amazing. And the oldest first class cricketer was Raja Maharajat Singh, 72 in 1950. I presume it would have been with India.
Yeah, it sounds that way.
Yeah. Golf, it's Gary Player. He was 73 in 2009.
A lot of older people can play golf, but that's at a professional level.
Yeah. Ice hockey, Gordie Howe came back, 69-year-old in 1980, but he's one of the best ever ice hockey players.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
It is. Then you look at surfing. Kelly Slater, he's still going around at 48 on the circuit.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And then look at Cliffy Young. Do you remember Cliffy Young?
I remember Cliffy Young, the potato farmer.
Yeah.
Shuffling along in his gum boots.
Yeah, back in 1983, he won the inaugural Sydney to Melbourne Ultra Marathon. That's 875 kilometres.
That's just nuts. That's crazy.
He shuffled his way to victory. Everyone was taking sleep breaks and stuff. He just went right through, broke the record for the Melbourne to Sydney or Sydney to Melbourne run. And look, he must have been quite sprightly as a 61-year-old in 1983 because in 1984, the bachelor got married.
Well, so farmer finds a wife.
something along that
isn't there a show called that? Farmer Wants a Wife?
There might be.
Old Cliffy found one.
Just as an aside while we're talking about athletics, in track and field, there's this one guy called Stan Kowalski. Sounds like a wrestling name, but anyway, he competes in sprinting and shot put and discus, and he's active. But guess how old he is right now?
Obviously very old.
Yeah.
Over 100?
110.
Oh, wow.
That's – I just can't believe that.
I think I've seen this. I think I've seen him on the news. Like, he does the 100, and it takes a while, but it is amazing, isn't it? I mean, 110 and still competing and running. I mean, shuffling. But that is pretty crazy. 110, even to make to 110, wow.
Well, you might ask about boxing. Well, Saul Manby was 60 when he boxed in 2008, but the one that really...
See, Tyson just made a bit of a comeback.
Yeah.
So he's in his 50s, and he had a fight with Roy Jones Jr., who's also a bit older, but some of these guys sort of... And he looked pretty fit too, pretty vicious still.
Yeah, he's a mean man, I tell you, he looks it. What about tennis? Now, I know Martina Navratilova was mixed doubles, won the US Open in 2006. She was 49. What other tennis stories can you tell me about?
I'm not a big tennis fan, as you know. Nothing against tennis players, but just the way I am. But how old is Federer? He must be close to 40.
Yeah, 39, 40, somewhere along. And he's still playing.
He's still playing. But I think Ken Rosewall was the oldest guy to win a tournament. A Grand Slam.
He was about 36, wasn't he? Or?
I reckon 37, 36, 37 around there.
Yeah.
And there was talk about Federer doing that for the Australian Open, but I don't think he's won one in his later years, has he?
No, I don't know. But what about Sean Carlin, the hammer throw? Now, I know you competed for Salisbury.
You have a crack at me because I'm old. Now you think.
Now, Salisbury Athletic Club, I remember my son was 14 and he played in that A-grade premiership with you. How old were you then, 2004, about 38, 39?
I would have been in my mid to late 30s.
Was that the last A-grade level competition?
I think so.
Yeah.
I had a break. I retired. I came back a little bit early and I tried to throw it, but my brain was still in that elite mode and my body wasn't. That was frustrating. I went away, came back a bit, and then I called it my old man time, and I created new PBs, just old man PBs, and I went out and just tried to do my best. And I actually competed for the Hills Athletics. They had a really good young group of kids, and I joined them for a bit, and we won the premiership, and then I wanted to come back and finish there at Salisbury.
Well, I play indoor bowls, as you know. Now, last year was wiped out because of the pandemic, so the last time we played was 2 years ago in 2019, and we won the premiership, and I was a member of that team, and I was 61.
So, oh, I was going to say, that's not bad for an 80-year-old, but 61, you say. Well, yeah. So what we're saying, the gist of the story, the motto is you can keep going even when you're old. Keep enjoying yourself, keep playing until you can't play anymore.
The main advice I would give people over the age of 50 playing sport is the same that I would give kids under 15. One of the main driving factors of participation is to have fun.
Well, that's what life's about.
Well, so ends another Carlin Lake Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.